Hi, Matt.
Hello, how's it going?
Good. We can get started with Matt Kawahara.
Hey Matt, how you doing?
Good, how's it going?
Good. Just how do you view this sort of opening stretch for you guys? You're obviously opening with 10 games here against the Astros and the Dodgers. What sort of how do you view this first 10 in terms of what it's going to show you to the open season?
We're excited. I mean, those teams got to play us too, so. We haven't really talked about it. We're excited to play the Astros. It's always fun playing them. That's probably, in our opinion, our biggest competition in this division. But we're the reigning champs, and they have to, they got to prove it to us. So we're not taking these games lightly. But there's good teams. We're definitely gonna be battle tested here early, having to play the Dodgers and the Astros twice. But they got to play us, and we like to believe that these are our games.
Shayna.
Hey Matt, now that you have a full Cactus League under your belt after hip surgery, do you notice a difference between how you felt before the surgery and now? Like, do you feel, how much better do you feel?
Absolutely. I feel a lot better. Definitely early in camp, I was still kind of getting my feet under me. I think the biggest thing for me was building up that endurance, having to, get used to playing every single day again and getting through some of those initial aches and pains. But I feel great. I feel like at the very end of the Cactus League, like that last week, it kind of like clicked for me a little bit. And physically, I started feeling the way I wanted to feel. I was making plays that didn't hurt. At the end of last season, my back and everything just was locking up, and now I just feel free and easy. And it's I'm really excited to be healthy this year.
Jess. Hey Matt, how are you?
Good. How's it going?
Good, good. I spoke to Cody Bellinger recently, specifically about you, and I know you two are familiar with one another, and he kind of joked that he's going to tell his, teammates to make sure they don't hit it anywhere near you. So what is it going to be like going up against him? I know you two don't have a lot of exposure against one another.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. It's always fun playing against Cody. We played a lot against each other in the minor leagues. Obviously, in the big leagues, being in different divisions, we don't see each other too much, but got to play each other last year and the year before because of the COVID, and then playing the NL West. But Cody's a great player. We actually lived together in the 2018 offseason for like 6 weeks, I believe. So we got to know each other pretty well. He's a player that I've always respected. And, hopefully, he doesn't do too good against us. I'm always rooting for him, but not when he's playing the A's.
And what'll it be like having fans back behind you? I feel like you really feed off the crowd.
Absolutely. I think it's something that we all took for granted a little bit and didn't realize how much we need the energy and the fans in the stands. And I can't wait to have them back out there. And I'm just so excited to, play a semi-normal version of baseball.
Martine?
Hey, Matt. How much do you pay attention to like just projections and stuff before the year? And I mean, it seems like a lot of teams still, I mean, a lot of outlets still kind of underrate you guys. I mean, you guys won the division, and it seems
Right.
like maybe some people don't consider you guys the favorite to win it again. I mean, what is
Maybe.
that? What do you kind of think of that stuff?
I definitely am aware. I'm not somebody that's constantly checking those things, but I'm not I'm I pay attention. I see those things. I don't value them too much because I don't agree with their opinions. So I don't think that, it's worth digging into too much, but we like being the underdogs. I mean, I guess that just means whatever, we're playing with house money. We're not expected to do anything, so everything we do is great. But I know it's a different vibe, different feel in this clubhouse. We're expecting to win the division. I think this is the best team that we've had since I've been here. So, 97 wins 2 years in a row. I think we can get to 100. So I don't really, it's nice. It's motivation for me because I like trying to prove people wrong. But I think that people don't like to give us credit for some reason, and they predict us to win like 81 games, which is absurd. But that's their own opinion.
Manolo.
Hey, good morning, my friend. How are you?
Bueno, how are you?
Fine. El Banco Suizo.
Yeah.
Yes, if you didn't offer your last answer, you said, I think this is the best team I have been in since I have been here. What are some of the reasons why you believe that this is the best team you have been since you have been here?
I believe it's the best team that we've had because, our core group of guys, we're just only getting better. We're getting more experienced. And I think you know, our returning guys are used to playing with each other. We're comfortable. We're more of a team. And the guys we brought in seem to fit right in. You know, we've got Mitch Moreland coming in. He's a great clubhouse guy, good left-handed bat. Can also play first base if, you know, Ole needs a DH or whatever it is. You know, and we picked up some good bullpen arms. So I think our bullpen has the ability to shorten games, which is something that, you know, we feed off of big time. And all of our starters, you know, proved that they could pitch really well at this level over the last couple of years. And they're only getting more mature. Lizardo's getting better. Bassett's getting more comfortable and confident. So I just think that, you know, we have a really well-rounded team with two really good guys behind the plate that can manage a staff. So I feel really confident in our team. And, you know, those are just some of the reasons why we're really excited to get this thing going.
Yes, a very interesting situation for you in the infield, because Jed Laurie has been on the team before, of course, and you know him very well. But then you're going to start the season with two new guys at second and shortstop, which is important, the coverage and the throws to second. How you feel that challenge of starting with two new members in the infield? And how refreshing is to you that, you know, that maybe kind of take off your mind that you're coming back from injury because you have to move around these guys?
Yeah. So I guess I did kind of brush over the middle infield right there. But, you know, Jed being healthy, he looks like the Jed of 2018, which we all know is a special player. And Elvis seems to have gotten a new life here. And we know how talented he is. I mean, he's been doing it for a long time. So those guys, you know, different uniform, different look, but same players, and they have a lot of feel and they understand what they need to do to get ready to play and how to have success. So I don't think there's any questions about our middle with those two guys up there. They've been doing it for a long time. Jed, I'm comfortable throwing the ball to him always. Elvis has played with Adrian Beltre and he knows how to, you know, play off of his third baseman, whether it's, you know, us communicating or just giving a look, whatever it is. I think we got that feel and we're able to, you know, make the infield have very small holes because, you know, we're able to space it out and we feel comfortable playing with each other already. And coming off the injury, you know, I feel the most important thing for me is, you know, defensively, I'm able to feel like I've gotten my first step back and I'm able to make those diving plays and able to just get off good, strong throws. You know, it was hard when I didn't have my legs under me, but now that I do, I feel confident. And I think having that confidence on defense is going to allow, you know, me to be the kind of player I want to be.
Matt's got time for two more questions, so we'll take one from Vince.
Good morning, Matt. To that point, I know spring training was going to be a process to get ready for tomorrow, but the first play you made on Suzuki early in camp, diving to your right.
Yeah.
What did that mean to you? Just, you said you were healthy coming into camp. We had not seen you play. And then all of a sudden we saw the platinum on display again. But what did that mean for you to kind of get you going the way you wanted to?
Yeah, I definitely surprised myself a little bit there. I, you know, in spring training, sometimes you're just going out there and you're kind of feeling it out. You're not like, not to say you're not locked in, you are, but it's just like a different feel. It's kind of hard to explain a little bit, but, you know, so for me to go out there and make a diving play the first game without even thinking about it, just getting up and making the play, and it felt normal and I wasn't sore and it didn't hurt. So for me, that just kind of was like, okay, I can just, you know, eliminate that doubt from my mind and just know that, okay, now I'm physically able to do that. Now it's just, okay, let's just continue to work and continue to just get better and just be able to consistently do things like that. So I wasn't like questioning whether I could do it or not. Now it's just about repeating it.
Last question from Alex.
Hey, Matt, just broadly speaking, do you have any personal goals heading into this 2021 season?
Definitely. Personally, I want to just repeat what I did in 2018 and 19. I know that I'm better than I was then. So I think that I could put up better numbers. I don't want to put, you know, a cap or, you know, numbers on myself to put any pressure on it. But I will say that, you know, I want to win the Gold Glove and I want to get back to, you know, being the player that, you know, I feel like I am, because in 2018 and 19, you know, I was able to do that 2 years in a row. So I think that I can get myself right back on track. And, you know, if I'm healthy and able to stay consistent, I think that I can, you know, only keep climbing up that ladder.
All right. Thank you, Matt.
Thanks, guys. Matt.